When you think summer camp, maybe you think lakes and cabins and the great outdoors. But new camps catering to young digital natives are turning indoors. This summer, at 29 college campuses around the country, the National Security Agency is training what it hopes will be the next generation of cybersecurity experts. The one-week sessions are called Gen Cyber Camps, where teenagers learn to track down fictional criminals who leave a trail of digital clues. Charlotte Albright from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio camped out with some teens at Norwich University in Vermont.
In a cybersecurity computer lab at this private military college, 17 and 18-year-olds from all over the country dig for clues to what could be the last great heist by Bonnie and Clyde. Camp co-director Katya Lopez says the exercise takes liberties with the history of the famously elusive bank robbers.
They've committed the actual crimes that they were planning, but instead of communicating through phone or letters like they were known to do, they're now using email and sending attachments to their documents and plans.
The young cyber investigators are allowed only one piece of software. It's called Autopsy. Real law enforcers use it to dive deep into the computer hard drives of suspects and accomplices. In this fictional scenario, camper Marisa Galligan from Chicago is trying to create a digital profile without resorting to Google. Question one, are Bonnie and Clyde married?
We found one of her emails to Clyde asking if he would hurry up and ask her to marry him. So that suggests they're not even engaged, even though she is looking at wedding dresses for some reason.
But Galligan figures if there really were a wedding in the offing, Bonnie would have sent an evite via social media. It may seem like a lighthearted exercise, but the skills it teaches could save a life someday. Norwich cybersecurity professor Peter Stevenson co-directs this camp with Katya Lopez. They help law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, solve some troubling cybercrimes, including potentially lethal bullying.
We have a harassment case right now. 14-year-old girl being cyber harassed, being told, you're no good, you're taking up place on the planet somebody else could, you're using up my air, why don't you go commit suicide? Now, unfortunately, this is very common. And at 14 years old, it's also very common that these young girls actually do that.
Which is why the camps also teach teenagers to protect themselves against cybercrimes by adopting safe web surfing practices and safeguarding their online identities. Lopez wants to interest the campers in 21st century law enforcement careers without teaching skills that could be used in the wrong way.
We want to help the good guys. We want to help them solve the crimes and get that. We do not want to teach these kids how to hack into their school systems and change their grades, how, you know, any of that sort of thing.
What they do want to teach is how digital systems work. In fact, the campers even make their own computers. But co-director Stevenson also says these hard-working brains need playtime.
Now we're going to turn you all into monkeys. Ms. Lopez is loaded down with bananas.
Turns out bananas conduct electricity pretty well, so the campers learn how to convert them into edible joysticks. Not exactly James Bond, but a tasty way to teach the basics of computer electronics. For Here and Now, I'm Charlotte Albright.